USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden kicked off his re-election campaign today at a Philadelphia rally hosted by union members. He touted himself as the most pro-union president in American history and expressed excitement about running for re-election.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. We've got a record to run on. And most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
Pennsylvania, a key swing state, remains crucial in the upcoming election after Biden's narrow victory there in 2020. A big portion of the South is under the threat of severe weather this weekend. This after deadly storms hit Texas, Florida, and Mississippi earlier this week. Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and parts of the Texas Panhandle are all under enhanced risk. Storms could bring golf ball-sized hail and wind gusts over 70 miles per hour. More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into an apartment building this morning. Fire officials say that bus hit two other vehicles before hitting the building in the Seton Hill neighborhood near downtown. A total of 17 people were hurt. The Supreme Court has delayed rulings on two major issues until Thursday or later. Opinions on cases concerning affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not released yesterday. A new report says the Mexican resort where an American couple recently died had disabled its carbon monoxide detectors.
Abby Lutz and John Heathcoe were staying at a beachfront hotel in Cabo San Lucas where they died Tuesday from what authorities say was an unknown substance. The Los Angeles Times says the hotel staff had complained about gas leaks connected to the outdoor fire pits, and one former employee says hotel managers had disabled the carbon monoxide detectors back in January. Spokesman for the hotel says neither gas nor carbon monoxide appears to have killed the Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Part of the United States will see Canadian wildfire smoke make a comeback this weekend. Ohio saw reduced visibility this morning after winds pushed wildfire smoke back over the region. While New York won't see orange smog again, there may be a smoky smell. A new study finds using gas-powered stoves can raise the levels of a cancer-causing chemical called benzene.
The study was published by the Environmental Science and Technology Journal, which looked at homes in California and Colorado. Researchers found gas and propane stoves and ovens emit significantly higher rates of benzene. Long-term exposure to that chemical is known to cause blood cancer and has been linked to childhood asthma. The World Health Organization says there is technically no safe level of exposure to benzene, and breathing it in puts you at an elevated risk for developing health problems. I'm Brad Siegel.
The Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner will be allowed to take charter flights for the rest of the WNBA season. That's according to ESPN, which reported the decision came after Griner and her teammates were harassed last week at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport while waiting on a flight to Indianapolis. The future of West Virginia's men's basketball coach may be in doubt after a DUI arrest. Bob Huggins was arrested last night in Pittsburgh with a blood alcohol content more than twice Pennsylvania's legal limit. The incident comes just a month after Huggins faced discipline for using an anti-gay slur during an interview with a Cincinnati radio station. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.